This is music from marimbist Jenny Klukin, and Jenny Klukin is performing at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. That's coming up in a couple weekends. It starts on Thursday the 19th, but Jenny's performing on the 20th at 4:30 p.m. over on the PBS stage. You can go to TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com for more information about the festival. But I got Jenny on the phone to ask her about her experiences at Jazz Fest in the past.
Last time I played, I think it was 2022. And then before that, I had played, I don't know, several years before that with another group. But yeah, I know, you know, marimba at a Jazz Fest is kind of odd. And, you know, that's kind of the nature of what I do, is that it sort of fits in everywhere, but like doesn't really fit in anywhere. And sometimes it literally doesn't fit in the room at all or on the stage at all, because I play such a large instrument. But yeah, it's kind of an unusual thing. So I'm excited to have been invited to perform this year, and was really honored to be invited.
I asked Jenny if it was difficult moving her marimba around to gigs.
It disassembles completely. I mean, just like a vibraphone, only bigger, basically. It goes in cases, and it's for what it is. I mean, when you see it put together, you're like, how in the world did this lady get this thing here? It's kind of unbelievable that it's here. But when you see it break down, it's obviously been very, very well thought through and fits in a couple bags that are on rollers. And so even the heavy pieces, you just scooch along. I mean, if I have somebody giving me a hand with it, we can be from car to ready to play in 15 minutes.
Jenny Klukin also told me about some of the marimbists that influenced her along the way.
Well, at the beginning of my marimba obsession, I really got into Nancy Seltzman, who is a classical player, and got to study with her briefly. I really got interested through her books, through her approach, through her technique. And so she's kind of my true north of original marimba players. But more so lately, I really love that she's more of a percussionist than a marimbist. She, her name is Julie Spencer, and she kind of lives in that duality that I like, where she's classically trained, but is a, you know, totally speaks and understands the jazz language and can kind of exist in both places. She maybe tips over a little bit more into modern classical through composed repertoire, but she still has all of those tools. And when you play her music, you can definitely see that as you experience her music. I would say I draw more inspiration from non-marimbists than marimbists. Boy, that's not a fun, it's kind of a hard word to say repeatedly. Marimbists. I should add to that list that there's another similar approaching marimba player. His name is Juan Alamo, who I actually just heard on Jazz 88 the other day. I was so pleased. I got in my car and he was playing. But yeah, he's another jazz marimbist. He's originally from Puerto Rico, but is in Virginia now. And he's another fabulous player that I love to get inspired by and who I love to listen to.
Finally, Jenny Klukin gave me some thoughts about performing over at the Twin Cities Jazz Fest this year.
I'm just really thrilled to be a part of it, and definitely excited to bring my 5-octave marimba there and offer up something really unique for the weekend. I'm just honored to be included in the lineup of fabulous musicians.
Thanks once again to Jenny Klukin for talking to me, and you can see her performing at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival Friday the 20th at 4:30 p.m. on the PBS stage.